is with us. Thousands of New Zealanders gaining faster pathways to Aussie citizenship. From the 1st of July, all special category visa holders who have lived in Oz for at least 4 years will now be able to get citizenship. We just had a conversation with Edina Moringa, who's based in South Australia. She said this is a momentous situation for those who've lived in Australia for a long time. Now, Tala is with us. Tala and his wife and their six kids have spent $25K on citizenship and are disappointed that it's now basically free. He's joining us from Perth. He's from Tainui, a cousin from down in the beautiful, mighty Waikato from Taupiri and Te Ngāti Koroki Kahukura. Been an Aussie now for 12 years, and all his tamariki have been born there. We'll start off, Tala, by, it's me, Dale, this end, Tala, by saying, brother, the land cries out for your return. Let's get that one out of the way for a start. I've been saying it for 40 years. That's how long my mob have been over there. Look,
oh, wow.
You've been wanting to get this sorted for your whānau, no doubt, Tala. Tell us about, A, your desire to get something like this sorted for them so that your kids have the rights that all other people who live in Australia have, and how you feel about the changes that have occurred this week.
Hi, yeah, tenakwe, Dale. So nice to talk to you on radio.
Tenakwe.
Yeah, so going back to Edina Moringa actually helped me and my family through the process. At the time, the 189 pathway was the best way for my family to secure longevity, especially for my tamariki, or I call them tamaariki, and their future, especially being citizens of the descent of New Zealand. That puts their children, if they do have children, to another partner for a citizen at descent, it'll put their children, they'll belong stateless, so they'll have no status. So gaining citizenship is more for our tamariki, more for their welfare in the future, and just for the unforeseeable things, should I get injured, should I pass away here, that my family, they'll be looked after. So that was my main desire for gaining citizenship. In terms of now the new process, I am disappointed in a sense, you know, because I spent all that money. But at the time, that was the right pathway for us. But now the opportunity is available for the rest of our whānau here in Australia who didn't have that pathway, who didn't have that pathway I jumped on. So now it's there for the taking, but you still have to apply. You still got to pass a few tests and a few character tests. So I hope the whānau still have that understanding. They're not just going to give it to you on a gold plate. You still have to do a little bit of homework, a bit of paperwork behind it, and then there's a small fee at the end of it. So I hope that clarifies a bit of your answer and questions.
Tēnā koe. So you know, too, the bro, Tala, he works for the Department of Child Protection, so he's supporting our young Australian, our rangatahi in Oz, who are actually close to being incarcerated. So similar work to what we witness over here, looking after our own. One thing that touched me, Edina said, look, if you become an Australian citizen, it doesn't dilute your toto Māori. Do you know what I'm saying here? It doesn't mean you're any less Māori. And we've got to acknowledge that perhaps there are some advantages to dual citizenship. It's not necessarily one or the other, is it, Tala?
That's right, yeah. If anything, it expands our identity, you know. We've got first and second generation Māori being born here, some cases third generation Māori. But we still whakapapa back to home, you know. We still hono hono me wainga nui o mātou, you know, whenua, back home in Aotearoa. And at the end of this year, I'll be taking my kids back to Taupiri, back to Ngāti Koroki, so we can revisit our homeland, so we can go back and get a touch of home. Like you said, it's not making us any less Māori. It's just broadening our ideas and making sure that our kids that are born here, they do have a sense of identity in both countries.
Kia ora, and that's very achievable. You've spent $25,000 trying to get this one sorted on your kids' behalf. I respect you for doing that because of what you've just shared with us, Tala. Now it's going to be way less. That 25 is about, well, 10 of it was in application, visa application fees. medical examinations, and agent fees. So 25 clicks. I'm assuming you've already spent it, and now you find that you might be able to get what you need done for a fraction of that cost.
Yeah, that's correct, Dale. So spending that 25K, you know, that was basically for the first step of gaining permanent residency, you know, going through all the steps and protocols. But like I said at the time, that was the best pathway for my whānau. Yeah, I am disappointed that it's changed, but that's just my personal point of view. But now permanent residency granted from the 1st of July 2023, you know, for those residents that were here prior, that's awesome for them, and I'm happy for them on their behalf. Just for my sake, you know, spending that amount of money, I could have went to France. Kia ora, dude.
Kia ora, cousin. Oh, good on you, mate. Look, I can't knock Aussie because it's looked after my fans for four decades. And they still are very aware of, like my mum's got 23 mukus. Only one of them was born in Aotearoa. So you're not alone here in raising Māori kids in Australia. It's a very common situation. Having dual citizenship, does that make you feel good? It's not like you have to relinquish your New Zealand passport and pick up an Aussie one, or is it?
Well, it's a thing, you know, it's a bit touch and go because should anything happen in the foreseeable future, you know, I look after incarcerated youth. What if one of my children gets incarcerated? They can still be stripped of the Australian citizenship, you know? So having their dual citizenship is still important because we don't want to be taking their Kiwi identity off them. Once again, they'll end up being stateless should anything happen in the future. That's just my personal point of view. I'm always looking at worst-case scenarios because I work in that industry, so I try and keep it as positive as I can. But then I look at the picture as a whole, you know, what can happen. So I'd like to keep dual citizenship for me and my tamariki just in case.
You've got a depth of understanding of the requirements, visa and citizenship, better than most. Many Kiwis have been just sort of accepting of the reality that they couldn't access disability support or couldn't join the armed forces, as Edna was alluding to. But obviously you've prioritised this more than most. What's been the reaction for some of your Māori mates over in Perth, their tala, now that this information's come through in the week past?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of them, at the time, you know, they were supportive, and now they're happy Joe, and putting knives on my back at the moment because I've spent the money. But as I said, at the time I'd done the best thing. So now it's their turn to try and go through the process, and it broadens their opportunities up for work. Like Edina said, you know, you can join the armed forces, federal police you can join. You know, those job opportunities, you might be want to work in immigration over here. If you gain your Aussie citizenship, you can apply for those that type of career.
How do you maintain your pride as a Tālie Māori while living in Perth? Describe some of the Māori interactions that are still part of your life, and so you know you can keep a strong sense of identity even though you might be living in a foreign land.
Hey, that's a good question there, Dale. So we do have a lot of Māori community and Māori interactions here in Perth. We have our Waitangi Day every year. You know, we might have two or three events, you know, across the state or across Perth. You know, we've got South Perth, North Perth, and then sometimes we go out to Midland. We have three or four of those events. We also have a lot of concerts here. There's a lot of Māori here, especially in the rugby league game. I live not far from a complex called Larkhill. We have a big tournament once a year. It's good to keep our identity going. Also, we still uphold and try our best to uphold tangihanga, you know, to the best of the tikanga and kawe we got. And also still trying to, we have a kaumātua board over here that we all jump on board with and go around with sometimes. So keeping our, you know, our toto Māori going strong, it'll never wane over here. We're still here. We're still proud Māori.
Get on you, mate. And you're still a Warriors supporter all the way from Perth. Or are you going to tell me you're another, you support another club?
Oh, I've got to chuck it in there. I'm a Storm supporter now.
I should have known. I should have known, Teller. Hey, it's really good talking with you, Teller. You know, like many of our families, man, they go over there just trying to do better by their kids. Have you been able to achieve more that side of the Tasman than you feel you might have this side? We know that Putier earnings are somewhat better in Australia, and has life panned out for you in the way that you'd hoped, Ehua?
I'll tell you a little story. I left New Zealand when I was 16, but at that time I was a little typical Māori, going out partying, going out doing things I shouldn't have been doing. So who knows what happened to me if I had remained in Aotearoa. I came here, I had no choice to get out working. There was no handout, no benefits. I didn't know anybody. Now, fortunately, 3 months into my visit, I met my wife, who is from Tikuiti, so I should have stayed home and met her.
And it's all worked out pretty well for you and yours, eh, brother?
It's bloody awesome here, Dale, and just like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to call it all to you. Years of listening to you on the TV, on the broadcast commentary. So, nā mihi ati ki a koe, Dale.
Hey, can I reverse that and say how much I've enjoyed hearing your voice from Perth, Teller? All the best to you and your family, man. I respect the move, and I'm pleased that life's panning out pretty well for you and your beautiful whānau. Nei rata mihi ki a koe, te whenanga. Tēnā koe, Teller.
Ai, tēnā rā koe.
Kia ora, mauri ora. That's